The views and opinions expressed on Geeks Under the Influence are that of the panelists and not of our sponsors, Amazon.com and TeePublic. Parental discretion is advised. Welcome to another episode of GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
There we go. There we go. I like it.
Motherfucking teamwork.
Teamwork. Right.
Funny thing is, we literally did have to stop and talk about the Clive Barker world and Hellraiser before going into GUI Nights. Does anyone, you know, no one find that? We're a little bit darker, a little bit sexier than Clive Barker.
Look, that's what we do.
I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, that's something that was very confusing for me when I first saw Hellraiser, where I was like, horror movie, he's got spikes in his face. Cool, this is going to be rad. Why is this sexy? Like, why is this?
Yeah.
Why is there, like, a weird, like, sexual undertone to every aspect of this movie?
Like,
because I saw it before, I understood, like...
community.
Yeah, I didn't...
Also, it says a lot about me that I never questioned why it was sexy. I was just like, oh, I'm into this. Hmm.
Yeah. You've got that one scene of it where you're like, I want to fuck her throat. Maybe.
I want to do that, but she's going to fuck me with her hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like a giant vagina right here, and I'm like, that would totally work. I don't know.
It would bend you at a weird angle, dude. Don't do it. Don't do it. Not
I know there's fucking razor blades in that thing.
Yeah, right?
just because the mummy can open his mouth that wide, don't let him put your dick and balls in there.
Gotcha.
I'll remember that. It sounds like a great thing.
Be the first person in history to get scarabs instead of crabs. Like,
No. And then we're back to Hellraiser because you have no skin. Great.
You need more than a fucking soap to take care of those bad boys.
That's true. Cool. Yeah. Oh. True. Dick, yeah, walking about half grown fucking Frank. His fucking flesh and blood.
No, it turns out that the symptoms are just that your dick looks like really bad CGI. it's like pixelated.
A worse fate than actually losing the genitals. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Bad CGI genitals.
I would say bad CGI genitals is the.
It looks like a Tekken dick.
Like weirdly pixelated lip, like one half lip where it's just, it looks like it was a failure blurred out from Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, another 90s, late 90s reference.
Yeah. That's right. Like a technological leprosy, but instead of like losing limbs, they just all get pixelated and weird bad CGI.
Look, we're starting to spit that gold. Let's go with it because what we have here is the makings of a very budget-friendly horror movie.
Right. Yes.
Go with
you. Yes. Now, yeah, that you actually have a CGI plot.
Before we get too crazy into that, we gotta talk about who's on this shite show. First off, we got Murph.
Hello.
What is up?
Hello. Yeah. Newly minted co-host of Beautiful Disasters.
Newly minted co-host. And, one of us. Yes, showrunner.
That's right.
Yes.
I'm trying to own it. It's real hard because I'm just like, I'm with my friends.
That's how we all are, though. That's the thing you have to realize. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, hey.
Okay, I'm so excited to be at the thing.
Where I record, and then I edit, and then I put it out there.
Have you not heard every other show on the network?
Exactly. Right.
I
mean,
you guys should know from my constant text messages that I've heard most of the other shows on the network.
Fair.
Super sorry, except not. Also, if you want to, you know, not hear my voice but see my butt, come see Burlesque Great Meow at Strange Ways.
There you go.
Cool. Well,
right. That's an advertisement, that works. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I feel like men have been asking there for centuries, so don't get angry when it actually happens and you can't handle it.
Truth.
Shut up. Ass.
Dude, everybody weird when I did an unsploitation act to Arch Enemy, but, you know, put one cross in your cooch.
Right now, fans are freaking out because She-Hulk twerked, and I'm like...
Did you not read the comics?
Well, also, not just the comics.
I don't think she twerked in the comics, though.
But she was a total party girl.
Yes.
She got kicked out of the Avengers mansion. Twerking wasn't as popular
when She-Hulk came out as it is now.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But there's nothing about the character that suggests that she wouldn't be down to twerk.
Shaking ass has always been popular.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I was like, twerking wasn't a thing when She-Hulk was written. Yeah.
Twerking has always been a thing. It was just called shake dancing.
No, the twerking that we got now, they were not doing...
Shake dancing was different. Shake dancing was in that vein of things. It is all in that same genre, and that it was originated by black burlesque dancers. So, yeah, that's a different podcast, though.
Yeah, okay. All right, I see what you're doing. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It just
amazes me that there's
like old blues
nerdy dudes that are mad that girls are shaking their butts.
Like that's
right.
No, that
why are you mad? Why?
Because she's shaking her butt for herself. How dare you shake your butt?
Oh, yeah, she is shaking her butt for
herself.
I don't
care how somebody shakes their butt. Like, I'm in for butt shaking.
Look,
same.
You know what? And it can be a big old green butt, too. I'm happy with that as well.
A what?
Let it be a big old green butt.
Yeah.
Green butt? Yeah.
Green is one of my favorite colors.
I watched Star Trek, the original series. I understand that green girls can be hot, too.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
If it's good enough for Kirk, it's good enough for me.
Green non-binary.
Watch that with a Kirk.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, careful going to Kirk's
resort
there.
Green butts.
Let's just, you know what?
Green butts.
I love green butts. I cannot lie.
I like green
butts. You other nerds can't deny.
No other color can come. No, that won't work.
No.
No.
Damn. We got to get Sir Mix-a-Lot on the phone.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's worried about talking about green butts. All right.
Sir
Man Who.
Hulks-a-Lot.
Yeah. Sir Hulks-a-Lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Sir Hulks-a-Lot. You got another one?
Might as well add it to the list.
Right. So the new Sir Hulks-a-Lot. We got Scotty P. Also host and curator of Geek Father.
Hey, guys.
What up, brother?
Yeah. Back again. It's been a while for a GUI Nights for me, if I can even talk.
We've been doing a lot of like episodes after another. So
We need to stop in the future, for fuck's sake. Takes the fun out of just doing the shit.
Yeah.
Just doing the shit.
I'm just here to party, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Record an episode, do little nights, a little relax, no fucking topic really.
Talk about green butts shaking.
Want green butts.
Shit, bringing it back to Airheads.
See?
Damn right. Here to party.
Yeah. I always do like to reference if it's too loud, you're too old. That is like my number one go-to when like I'm with somebody and they talk about being too loud. I was like, if it's too loud, you're too old. Motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Turn it up. Yeah, anyway. And the man who's looking at me like I'm a child. Mike Diamond Bigot.
Yeah, I'm too old, I think.
Oh, come on.
I've done enough ear damage to my ears over the years going to shows that like I'm
like, I don't know what volume is anymore.
Volume, yeah. Now I have to actually depend on volume for like, you know, this. So like if I lose any more hearing.
It's hard.
Yeah, that's it.
You can still read the meter.
Oh, just by like, the meter? You
know, yeah. I mean, I do that too. I'm just like meter.
If I see Yanni in your collection, there's going to be a totally separate discussion.
Hell no.
That's right. This
hell
is
hell no.
GUI podcast is going easy listening.
Oh, God.
I think I just hurt Steven.
There's going to be no point of like, Hobbit, what is this box of new age CDs doing
merchandise
in the studio?
Are we going Light 98 GUI or something?
Am I
going
to find a box of Wicca shit in the other room? Is everything okay?
I'd do it. Wicca radio station, that'd be great.
Yeah, actually, but that's a different podcast.
Yeah, that's a different podcast.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because I like your rage and your pain excites me.
Maybe you. No one's actually ever seen my rage.
I've come pretty close.
Like you would, I guarantee you would not like it if you saw it.
Well, and for the fun part of that, it has been a while. It has been a while since I've seen a GUI roid rage.
Oh yeah,
it's been a while for one of those.
That's like a callback. Holy shit, that's like pre-COVID. I think is the last time.
Oh dude, that was like two studios ago.
Now it's all hemorrhoid.
That was Hunter, right? Yeah. Yeah, no shit. Yeah, high protein diets.
I like how you had the cloak at the end there, like you hear the plop plop.
You didn't know what it sounded like.
Oh my God.
Hey, you brought it up. Don't be mad. I'm just saying.
Look, I'm just saying that like I didn't think about exercising until I was rewatching clips of Brendan Fraser and The Mummy. I was like, fuck, if I ever want to look like Rick O'Connell, I'm gonna have to run again.
Damn it.
Them pants ain't chubby friendly.
Oh yeah. Really?
What are you talking about?
The yawns?
I'm a man of leisure. Look at my shirt.
For
that does not say leisure.
I mean, it kind of does. I mean, it does kind of say leisure.
I have to yawn.
It's got palm trees and fucking seagulls and like.
Sir.
What?
I said, I was doing the shirt voice.
Oh, excuse me.
For reference, listeners, Hobbit is modeling a vaporwave shirt in turquoise, purple, and a nice sort of peach color with palm trees and seagulls on it. It's a lovely, relaxing shirt.
Yeah.
There is some like tribal esque. Things on the side.
Are there tribal things on the,
the shirts?
I thought there were said sea turtles.
They either, I think they're supposed to be like clouds or waves or something.
No, those are people. And like,
I can't. He keeps moving.
Those are people.
He won't sit still.
Very vague figures.
Yeah, like figures like shadow-esque. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't get too close because then you'll see that it's a Cannibal Holocaust shirt.
Yeah. Right.
No, I'm in for that.
Yeah.
I mean that would.
It's
be
just
pretty
there's
dope.
there's the spiking impaling. Yeah. The Vlad the Impaler-esque death of the right.
Yes.
Fucking cameraman. Fuck that douche.
That guy.
That fucking guy.
That one got that fucking guy.
Oh. No, I am really stoked now that we so this is coming after our the flagship. We did a Brendan Fraser episode just mm-hmm. for Yay. Reference. And I did also mention through referencing one of Fraser's movies, we talked about that, you know, Joe Pesci's one of them with honors. I'm like, I'm really overtly excited for a Pesci episode. Also, prior to that, we talked about, before we do that, do a Scorsese. And I'm like, I'm really,
really,
really excited for that.
I'm, and I'm really surprised that a Scorsese episode has not been done.
That,
haven't done as much in the way of director-based episodes.
No, we haven't.
Some. We have done a gangster movies episode.
And Scorsese obviously came up in that. So did De Palma. Right. And
but nothing specific.
No, because there's
Scorsese
more than
a couple
there's
others.
There's
yeah.
a lot more Scorsese, believe it or not, than just like his Goodfellas and Casino.
Right,
and
absolutely,
shit, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll get into that in the future.
Yeah.
Future.
For sure. Good but times. Yeah, Joe Pesci episode would be, man.
Dude, there's so much.
That would be a heavy pendulum swinging of like the roles that he had, man.
But that's the same as what Fraser did, because we've got all of these super lighthearted, like very goofy, very over the top comical roles, and then we have stuff where he's just like, all right, let's get dark.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It was just few. Yeah, it was
put
just
a
few
gas
far
mask
between
on my
dark,
body and let's you know? Watch the breakdown of a classic director.
It's tough though because. Like, I do see the value in doing, like, a Joe Pesci episode, but, like, there's so many other actors that we haven't touched yet mm-hmm. that do live in that geek sphere a little bit more. Like, Brendan Fraser made sense because it is the Renaissance.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
the fact that we would do that before a Carl Urban episode.
Ooh.
Like, yeah. And he lives a lot more in the geek space than...
Or before an Udo Kier episode, although
Udo
that
Kier.
Might be a little bit more...
Or fuck, even if we're talking about, like, geek-centric actors, fucking Seth Green.
Yeah.
I mean, let's...
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah.
Matthew Lillard. And that would cross... I would cross podcasts in the network.
And
honestly,
would
the numbers
so I'd
probably fucking crush for a Matthew Lillard episode.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yes.
But, I mean, that would... Like I said, that's like a good... We'd have to get, like... Yeah, and we do. We have, like, showrunners... You know, Beautiful Disasters.
I love that you pointed at me to make sure to be like, remember your showrunner.
Yeah, because you keep being like, I'm not. I keep.
Also, yes, Matthew hello, Lillard I am Murphy, so and nice. I take the note.
How does Murphy sound again?
She's like, hey. That's what she did. She's like,
hey, remember the boobs are a distraction.
They are
a distraction.
They are.
Be them.
I'm sorry. The boobs are
a lie. It's like Portal, but worse.
Boobs are distracting, though. I've got to be honest with that.
They are. And that's why, you know, I only unleash them occasionally.
But
that's also because they're blinding.
Yeah, there's just so many actors and actresses that we have available to us that live in that geek sphere a little bit more that I think deserve.
Yeah. No, and that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But, like, is it Matthew Lillard alone? I mean, outside of, like, SLC Punk, we obviously did a Hacker's freaking, like, live event at Fallout.
Yeah.
Right. I'd like to revisit with another movie night and pair that with something.
Well, so since COVID, we haven't really brought that back for anything.
Any of the live
geekified
performances,
events.
I'd love to coordinate with that because Kyla and I have been doing the Monday night movies together and been kind of coordinating.
We never touched
scenes.
A horror either.
So
no,
but well, like with GUI, it would work more with.
We were planning on putting together a date to do a Demolition Man.
We were planning that.
Yeah.
I forgot about that because we did Hackers and then Starship Troopers, right?
Yep. Yep.
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
Mm. If you do Demolition Man, maybe put that together with The Last Dragon.
Last Dragon could work.
We've never doubled down.
Yeah, a double down of Geekified would be fucking exhausting.
Yes,
okay.
True.
This is just from like the way that I did a previous movie night with the Murphs Movie Madness for my birthday.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because we did Geekified. Wild Zero and Streets of Fire.
Oh, Streets
and did
of Fire
like drink
a whole
and
lot.
Did like drinking games and stuff.
Right, right.
But with Geekified,
honestly,
we also add in
the
like
Mummy
this,
too.
We add in the soundtracks and props and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, trivia stuff and some other thing. What was it? We had the Will make the hot sauce. For the wing eating contest.
We also did the Starship Troopers. We did the we got salad tongs, and you had a big bowl of Jello with the toy bugs in it, and there was like a grabber game where whoever got the most bugs won a prize.
So there's just things, there's
have
a
to
lot.
Do something with the three seashells.
And that was a big we never even figured talking about that. What the fuck are we gonna do? I just watched an episode, an interview that Stallone did where he's like, "Hey, he was like, I told you if." You know, you got questions to ask him, and you guys did. And then he goes through and just starts answering these questions that he was, that people just sent him. And one of them was
like one of those Reddit things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and he's just filming himself answering these questions,
yeah.
You know. And one of the questions, it was like the eighth or ninth one, was like, how do the three seashells work? And he was like, well, without being too graphic, imagine chopsticks and how they work.
I just imagine that you were just like scraping your butt horrifically.
And I'm just like that doesn't make any sense.
Where you like pull the poo out by like you hold it like what are they?
I just thought you were scraping your skin like Hypatia. Like
that's
when they
what I thought.
The skin from the
fucking mathematician. Because there was a meme that came out a few years ago that actually showed that where two of the shells were supposed to be like where you grab basically the log, if you will, and help it come out, and then the third one is the scoop.
How solid are you? How much fucking fiber do you eat, Scotty?
I'm talking about what was on the internet.
So what
I didn't
so
try
like,
it.
What? I know they have like the Uber diet in that future, but like, what if
their
you have
Uber
the
diet is
they
Taco
have...
Bell? So what does that
okay,
tell you?
Okay, all restaurants are Taco Bell. That means nothing.
Well, so they still have diarrhea. So they have diarrhea. So what the fuck?
Yeah.
What? How does that work in a diarrhea scenario?
I'm just telling you what I saw on the internet.
I'm just
that's
saying that like if you want to continue the Brendan Fraser thing, The Mummy or The Mummy Returns would be a fucking blockbuster kind of hit right now because like people I know you got feelings about the CGI, but I'm just saying that like you could make fake bugs for a scare beating contest, you could do all sorts of other stuff.
Okay.
And like just witnessing the bi panic, like I put that down as a theme night coming up as like The Mummy and The Mummy Returns, just as like a casual movie night. I think it would be a fucking hit, dude. Like there's some nostalgia for that, there's some love for that, and honestly, ridiculous and a little dumb is the way to go.
No, and that's why we picked like Starship Troopers and fucking Hackers and,
well,
and
as far
Demolition
as
Man.
Bisexual panic. When I've mentioned on the episode, I think for the movie or later at the very least, is that like the modern era version of the bisexual panic movie is Thor Ragnarok.
Okay.
You've got like
kind of
there's a little more like there's representation across the board, and there is. Something for every taste in Thor
Does
Ragnarok.
Loki your representation across the board?
Well, there's masculine, there's feminine, there is ambiguous and okay. and yeah.
I was just curious if it was like Thor, Hela, and question mark Loki. Question
no, you've got
mark.
You've got the I would say.
Sorry, I just had to know.
Pansexual character was just Jeff Goldblum. He fucking parties.
Okay. We're not going to get into the difference between bisexual and pansexual because pansexual term came up as a biphobic remark on a Tumblr podcast Tumblr thing that stuck.
Omnisexual in right. a world where there's aliens that you're fucking.
Yeah. Okay.
And different types of orifices, different parts across
man,
the board.
Hetero and homo is different and same as. Like, if Alien ain't different, then fucking...
Jeff Goldblum is fucking everything.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, so...
yeah,
that's how you should start
sure.
every
okay.
sentence.
And I'm pretty sure that's how he 100%
Jeff
is portrayed.
Goldblum, period.
Yeah.
And specifically Ragnarok, it's like, no, like, I will... My penis or mouth is going on everything possible.
Jeff Goldblum and Michael Rooker are the two that, like, for some reason, I'm just like... I don't know.
Michael Rooker.
I asked him.
Really?
I was drunk at GalaxyCon. I asked him if we could call him Daddy Rooker, and he giggled. And then when I told him, when I was getting my Slither picture signed of Grant, which says probably too much about me, I told him that I was the one that asked him that, and he was like, of course you can. So, I've got permission for Daddy Rooker.
Oh, Jesus.
Nice.
Wow.
I don't even have a daddy fetish. I just feel like he's Daddy Rooker.
I think we're making an old Hobbit squirm here with the daddy.
Look, at the bright side, it's not trivia where you had to read out Daddy Hobbit anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What a pumpkin beer makeup for, because I passed out all the mangoes.
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm still working on this one here.
Yeah, I'm actually, I just think I still have a little bit of your vodka
There's
drink
so
here.
There's so much booze everywhere.
Yeah, thank you for the vodka drink, absolutely. The mummy. It was really good. I like that a lot.
I got to finish
Better than
off,
the movie, but... if you will.
Yeah, fortunately, they're...
Why do you like to hurt me?
Oh...
A new ABC store opened, actually relatively close to the studio.
Like, really? They're still opening up brand new ones?
You know the BP on Main?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's across the street.
No shit.
Yeah.
What?
I just, like, this is the first one I've heard them actually opening up a new one in, like, unless it's like a new undeveloped area.
Right.
A new apartment building went up and they put one on the bottom floor.
Because they followed what they did on fucking Abroad, where they're like, I will put it right down here below all these fucking apartments.
Okay, yep. I just have to ask this. So this is a Brendan Fraser related moderate non sequitur, but like when people ask you, like if you just felt like looking nice and you dress up and you're like feeling yourself, people are like, what are you so dressed up? Do you ever feel like you want to be like, George, just feel like looking nice today?
Yeah,
just like quote George of the Jungle and be like with the flower in your hair, like
I don't know that quote, but I mean, I think that's a very valid response for anything. Amy's like, what are you just up for? It's like, I just feel like looking nice.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need anything other than that as a reason.
Yeah, I've definitely done that before.
Like, yeah.
I mean, I definitely have. I just wanted to know if anyone else had the quote play in their head.
No, I didn't have the quote, but I've had that feeling of like, no, I just felt like fucking doing the thing.
I think I might have said the quote without realizing that I was taking the quote.
Probably.
Because the quote,
maybe that's it. Like, where else do we hear that quote from? Maybe that did come from that, because that seems like a natural response to me. It's like, I just felt like looking nice today.
Yeah. It's like, why it's got to be real? Maybe I just wanted to feel pretty.
Yeah, it's like, what if you work in an office job? You just like grow in there in your fucking scrubs? Like, no, you want to look nice. You know? I mean, I'm just saying, like.
I think it's because my inner voice never sounds that, like, calm and nice to me. It's always just like, Murph, look beautiful for Murph. And it's just sort of some sort of like guttural goblin creature that's been unleashed.
It's like
on
you
the
put
world.
The mic in like your bowels and then just like things happen, right?
Let it rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry about editing. I missed you guys and was given booze. I apologize.
Oh, good times though. Good fucking times. Holy shit. Do we make any sense out of this episode? I don't think.
I don't. You know what? This is definitely like we forgot the microphones were here and gave up.
That felt good though.
Yeah,
so I like that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, it's like what we've always joked about. We'll be in the retirement home. They'll just put the mics in front of us. They won't be plugged in. We'll just do what we do.
Yeah. No, it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah.
By retirement home, it'll be like the fucking Elon Musk fucking BioLink fucking Neuralink.
Oh,
shit.
We're gonna be in the anus space station. Sphincter station. Excuse me.
The sphincter station. Yeah. Excuse me.
We'll be on the USS
Venus. It has a better ring to it.
It does. And I just wanted to like.
Oh, the International Taint Station.
There you go.
Wait. Wouldn't the taint technically be the runway between two different stations?
That's a really short runway, dude. How big is your taint?
I mean, if we're talking the grand scale of space.
I'm thinking two different.
No, I think you're right. The taint's not big.
The taint would be the landing strip.
The landing strip, better.
I'm just saying that.
Well, runway landing strip. Yeah, okay.
Don't walk up on that runway, my dude.
Yeah.
Well, like, it's like, you
don't want to leave skid marks.
Can I volunteer my lower back as the landing strip? There's a lot more back than there is tank.
I mean, I think usually when lower back is coming into conversation, it is like, where would you like me to land is part of
that's the,
fair. Like, that's, that is definitely
for the sake of all involved, I will not follow up my answer to
at
this.
At first, I was completely lost, and that drove it home.
Okay.
Now I'm with everybody.
That's the point!
Ah!
Woo! We're talking about sex.
I knew that.
Okay.
Wait, what was that? Oh, what that voice? What's that voice from?
Now, that voice has been used for a few different things.
I know, but it was really big, and we were talking about 90s with Brendan Fraser. It was used for really big.
I don't know.
Late 90s, early 2000s. Oh, Ice Age.
I can't help because...
Ice Age. Okay, yeah, the sloth.
The sloth. But that was like, that first one came out like 99, 2000?
Yeah.
That's John Leguizamo, who also deserves an episode.
He said he put lemon wedges in his mouth.
You
to get
lemon
that voice.
Wedges in your mouth to get this voice?
That's what he said in an interview.
Why do you do that? There's so many fluids in the mouth.
So many fluids.
Yeah, geez.
Maybe he couldn't handle it normally. What did I do? What did I just do?
I don't know, but it'd just be really tart.
What did I just do? Yeah. All right. That's it.
No, let's keep talking
about
this
thing. Well,
no,
nope.
Fuck
Omar,
you,
Omar's monkey bone.
We're done.
Fluid.
Good night. I don't even fucking know.
GY Knights is where it's at.
That's right.
Oh,
it's a brick house.
This I got nothing. All right, we're done. I need to go the fuck home.
GUI Nights.
GUIPodcast.com.
In a world with too many reboots and remakes,
two men will stop at nothing to make it even worse.
Join Mike the Hobbit and Tondi as they play by their own rules while pitching new takes on some of your favorite and least favorite films and TV shows. What podcast would dare to bring this upon the world? This is Smack My Pitch Up.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
Hey guys, Scotty P here with Smash.
On your left.
And we are
the Geek Fathers.
That's right, bringing all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent.
So welcome to our world.
And as always, join us
or cry.
Mike the Hobbit here.
Lowdown Brown.
Inviting you to check out Geek Some of the Influence, a podcast that pairs booze with conversation with good friends.
And a little nerd culture.
We get a lot of colorful conversation out of our episodes, but it is here for everyone. No gatekeeping.
Always level up everything we do.
We'll punch up, never punch down.
Exactly.
So check out Geek Some of the Influence anywhere you get your podcasts and join us or die.
Shut the fuck up, Hobbit. Welcome to GUI Nights.
GUI Nights.
Yeah, I am Lowdown Brown. With me as always,
Mike the Hobbit.
This is the tangential side of GUI.
This is like so many of those other shows that has the after the show bit mixed with a little bit of Baywatch Nights, so it's a little sexier. It's a little bit after hours.
Also while tying it into the previous episode of GUI, so look forward to that too, because this comes out the week after the flagship hour-long episode.
So make sure to check out GUI Nights, and when you're done, you can
go the fuck home.
My name is Amy Bogard.
And I'm Mike the Hobbit.
And we are the hosts of Deeply Upsetting, where we use our expertise to answer your most upsetting hypothetical quandaries, such as, what non-wiggin animal deserves wings?
And what body part deserves a secret mouth?
Which cryptid is the worst roommate?
These questions and more that plague you will be answered on Deeply Upsetting, available anywhere you get your podcasts and at GUIPodcast.com.
In a world of blockbuster movies, there is another dimension.
The dimension of schlock cinema. Join us at Beautiful Disasters on a journey into the fringe territory of B-movie abandon.
We review the flicks that are forgotten or underappreciated to give them a proper place in the annals of celluloid history.
I'm the Groots.
F.U. Hunter.
Your guides at Beautiful Disasters. Come along with us for a fun ride.
May the schlock be with you.